News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Jamaicans are now benefiting from zero-rate access to key Government of Jamaica websites and services, as well as vital content from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Science, Energy and Technology Minister Dr. Andrew Wheatley says the government has delivered on the commitment it made in its 10-point ICT plan for free access to key online services.
What this means is even if your credit is done, if your data plan is exhausted, or if your data package at home is in arrears, Jamaicans will be able to access key Government of Jamaica sites to pay taxes, apply for birth certificates, and access educational materials online for free.
Dr. Wheatley was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday. The program will be implemented on a phased basis and is consistent with creating true universal access for all Jamaicans. A draft open data policy is also being developed to guide the operations of government ministries, departments, and agencies. The Bustamante Hospital for Children will be able to perform more cardiac surgeries with the establishment of a $10 million Children Heart Center. It's anticipated that the new center will facilitate at least 150 cardiac surgeries annually. Last year, the hospital performed 41 such procedures. Health Minister Dr. Christopher Tufton says the Heart Center marks another important milestone in Jamaica's healthcare system.
This offers us a golden opportunity to develop a world-class facility focus on our children, not just for Jamaica, possibly for the region.
A memorandum of understanding was signed Tuesday between the Southeast Regional Health Authority and several public and private stakeholders for the establishment of this center. The cardiac facility is expected to be completed this year. It will cater to children between the ages of 0 to 12 years who have heart ailments and are in need of specialist cardiac care. Construction is expected to begin this financial year on two new fire stations in Port Maria, St. Mary and Montego Bay, St. James. Minister of Local Government and Community Development Desmond McKenzie says the government plans to build three fire stations before the end of the next fiscal year.
In the next financial year, we intend in focusing on the new facility in Yalas in St. Thomas.
Minister McKenzie was making his contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Thursday. He says the timely completion of the projects is vital as the fire stations in both Port Maria and Montego Bay have been closed for over 7 years. And Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the government plans to move away from public sector-led housing construction projects going forward. Dr. Chang says the focus has shifted towards working with private sector housing developers to ensure that projects benefit from more structured delivery timelines and management systems.
So it's a matter of getting the two sides together and doing it in a manner that will benefit the ultimate beneficiary, the worker, and the country. Of course, in that process, you not only get efficiencies from financing and management, but we'll hope some new technology, as I said, genuine competition will force individuals to look again at how they can produce building.
Dr. Chang is encouraging more private sector developers to partner with the government in the construction of low-income housing units. He was speaking at a seminar organized by the Jamaica Mortgage Bank earlier this week. Those are some of the top stories making news this week. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
So the NCDA survey people have not come here host yet?
No, they might do an next census or something.
No man, different people that. The National Council on Drug Abuse is doing a survey about drug use in Jamaica. Them come weekend gone. They probably soon reach your side.
Huh. Sound like an informer survey to me, you know.
No, man.
Find out how much people use drugs so them can make police come pressure, man, you know.
No, man, you're wrong again. It's really for understand how people use the different drugs them and how it affect with life. So the survey going to help them to get more up-to-date information. And then them can use that information to plan better prevention and treatment programs.
All right, you convinced me.
Yeah, man.
When me see them, nah, but I run them. Me cooperate.
A message from the National Council on Drug Abuse, NCDA.